Here we go.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Beauty Talk with Illusions Cosmetics for Thursday, May 28th. I'm your host, Lisa Snell, co-owner of Illusions Cosmetics, and I'm joined tonight by my sister and business partner, Denise, and our very special guest, Cherie Fletcher, owner of Whoop Ash Skincare. Is that right? Did I say that right, Cherie? Is it Whoop
Ash
Skincare
or
is it just Whoop Ash? Okay.
You got to say that ash slow.
Yes, exactly.
I've got Whoop many dirty looks. Ash. You got to say it slow.
Right. That's A-S-H.
Yes, A-S-H.
Okay. You all can join us tonight with our discussion by calling in at 914-803-4399, or you can email us your questions and comments at info@illusionsbeauty.com, and as soon as I can get this going, we will be live in the chat room very soon. Cherie, why don't you start the discussion off tonight by just giving us a little bit of history about your product and who you are.
All right. Well, I'll start with who I am. I'm a wife. I actually just got remarried 2 years ago, and we actually just celebrated our second wedding anniversary, May 26th.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you. It went by fast, but that's a good thing. Because if it was bad, it would have, oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's been, like, only 2 years. But I'm a mommy. You know, I'm a mom. I have a 16-year-old son, Trey, who is just the apple of my eye.
Oh.
I'm a first lady. My husband is a pastor of a church in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm also the owner, founder, and CEO of Whoop Ash Skincare Company. So I stay pretty busy. Yes, I stay pretty busy.
I can imagine being first lady.
Yeah, it's interesting. It really is. It really is interesting. The good thing is, like, I never had a first lady. The church that I was at prior to stepping into that role, I had two co-pastors.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I didn't have any idea of what a first lady was. I didn't know what a first lady acted like. I didn't know what a first lady dressed like. So the good thing is all I could do is really just go in and be me.
Right.
You know, that's been a blessing. That's really been a blessing.
Now, how did the members of the church, when you went in being yourself, mm-hmm. how did the members of the church respond to that?
You know, based on the comments that I got and that I get, they're refreshed by that because it's not, you know, I don't know how to be quote unquote religious.
Right.
I don't know what that is. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So the good thing is, like I said, they just feel that it's refreshing. We have a wonderful congregation. We have just a wonderful set of people, volunteers, you know, just all the participants are just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I just felt very welcomed. And the good thing is it was a new church. You know, my husband had just started it a year before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't walk into something that had been around for a while that was already established. You know what I mean? So I kind of came in on the ground floor, and everyone was just so gracious and well-received.
Right.
Well, they received me, you know, with open
yeah.
arms. So it was a beautiful thing, yeah.
Oh, great.
So tell us when you decided to create your product and what led to that decision.
I decided to create it about 6 years ago, and I'll tell you, I read a book called The Secret Life of Bees, which has now since been made into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Read the book, and the book just fascinated me with, you know, I just became very fascinated with honey.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to investigate honey, you know, pulling it up online, understanding the properties and what honey is, and then, you know, I found out that honey is in a lot of skincare and beauty products. It's been around for thousands and thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was interesting. And I like to cook, so my mind didn't go to skincare. You know, I said, I kind of want to do something with this honey, and I like to cook, so let me, you know, go online and try to come up with some different, you know, recipes, edible recipes that are made out of the honey.
Mm-hmm.
And much to my surprise, a lot of skincare, spa recipes were popping up. And I said, you know what, let me play. So I like to shop, so I satisfied that outlet. I got online and just start ordering bulk ingredients like, you know, shea butter, different kinds of shea butter, golden shea butter, coconut oil, and I just started playing. I started playing in the kitchen. Literally, I was cooking. I still was cooking. I got a big pot and started, you know, putting these ingredients together, mixing stuff. And then our product has white honey. We're introducing white honey to the marketplace. To my mm-hmm. knowledge, white honey is not in skincare. It is on the marketplace. You can buy it in its pure form and put it in tea or, you know, whatever you like to do, put it on biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, it's got a wonderful flavor. Generally, I don't like honey, the flavor of honey, but the white honey tastes like icing on a cinnamon roll. So it kind of has a very, very mild taste. And
mm-hmm.
I discovered that at my church.
Not
at the church we're at now, but the previous church that I came from in Woodland Hills, California. They have a cafe, and in the cafe, they sold these jars of white honey. And I said, oh, wow, okay, I like the taste. Let me start cooking up stuff with this. And then, like I said, it kind of evolved into a skincare thing.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And you said that was white honey?
White honey.
Hmm.
White honey. White honey is clover honey. The honey that I get comes from a region in Canada, and it's harvested white.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it hasn't gone through a bleaching process to
right.
make it white. It's actually harvested white. And the taste is just, I think it's wonderful. Like I said, it's like a Cinnabon. It's like the icing on
oh, wow.
top of, you know, it's wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you faced any challenges, you know, creating the product? And now, I mean, because your product is not quite on the market yet, is that correct?
Yes, it'll be on the market June 2nd.
June
2nd. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges, I guess I should ask, that you faced just starting this business, or have there been any?
Oh, that's a funny question coming from you guys. You know, yes, many, 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 many challenges. And the good thing is, like, now I'm too far to give up, which is a good thing. It's like
right.
I have too much invested. But had I have known when I started this thing what it entailed, how much work, what I had to know, I would have been so overwhelmed
mm-hmm.
that I probably would have, you know, said, no, I can't do this. You know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, I think you kind of nailed it right there because it's very overwhelming.
Yes.
And, you know, coming from us, it's very overwhelming. And you're right, you put so much into it, and you're going to put even more into it. And
yeah.
you're just going to go deeper and deeper, and you can't stop now for the
can't.
Most part. You really can't.
Can't, exactly. Can't stop now, and it's amazing because I'm sure in a couple years from now I'll look back on this point and think, oh, my gosh, had I have known, you know. So
mm-hmm.
it's just, it's really been an amazing journey. I mean, you know, I've learned so much. And I really feel, you know, I feel this is a God assignment. I really, really do. And that's another motivator because I've started things. I'm a creative person. So, and I get bored easily. And a lot of times that's kind of the downside of
right.
being creative, that we're into so many things.
Yeah.
So I've started things. I put them down. This is something I can't put down because I do feel it's an assignment.
Hmm.
Right.
You know, so that really gives me the drive and energy and the motivation that I need to really just keep moving forward.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So how did you come up with the name Whoopash?
You know, not to over-spiritualize everything, but I'm telling you, I had a name for the product.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the process of trademarking that name, so, and it wasn't Whoopash.
Mm-hmm.
So that name was already, you know, that was one thing in my mind I had already done.
Mm-hmm.
That was done. That's just now it's a waiting process to get the name trademarked, and I was moving on to other things. And I was on my way to my home away from home, which is Starbucks. A little Starbucks plug here. And I'm telling you, I was driving, and I, Whoopash, the name just dropped into my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't even thinking of a name. Like I said, that bridge had been crossed, you know, like I crossed that off the list. I have the name of the product. And I was like, oh, my God.
Mm.
That's the whoop ass. So I personally can't even take any credit for the name.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? It literally, it was like God just reached, pulled it out the sky and just, boom, put it in my spirit, and there it was. And I knew, I said, that is the name of this product.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love it.
Thank yeah. you.
Thank I
you.
Love that name.
You don't have to apologize for over-spiritualizing it. I mean, if God gave it to you, then give him the praise
Amen.
For it. We don't
That's
mind.
Right. That's right. That's right.
We have a couple of questions coming from the chat room.
Okay.
And one says, what will be your company's specialty? And also, or what will be your signature for the line? Well, and it, but it's not quite a line yet, is it? Or is it just that one product?
It's just the one product, which happens to be the signature product.
Right. And so will you develop Whoop Ash into a line, or will Whoop Ash be a part of a line?
No, we will develop Whoop Ash into a line.
Okay.
We're starting with the signature product, which is our shea butter, mango butter, and white honey butter, body buttercream, excuse me. And we're going to let what we want to do is when we launch on June 2nd, we want our customer, and by the way, we're sold exclusively online just starting out, and
mm-hmm.
that's www.whoopash.com.
Mm-hmm.
Can I spell that out?
Yep,
for
you can.
W-H-O-O-P. And then A-S-H, one word, two words, but www.whoopash.com. And,
say it
we,
slow.
Yeah, I know. Say it slow. You don't want to get in trouble.
Right.
But what we want to do is we want to encourage open communication with our customer. You know, we want a relationship with our customer. So based on their needs, based on their demands, that's going to kind of tell us what our direction is and what our next step is. So, you know, but yes, we will definitely expand. We will definitely expand.
Great. Are there any ingredients besides honey in your product that you use that would make your, you know, that makes your product great also? Are there any particular ingredients besides honey that you include in your product? Because I absolutely love the product. The sample that you sent,
yeah.
I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I keep mine in my purse.
Oh,
I love, love the fragrance. I love how it smells.
Yeah, we
and that's a.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I was saying that's a big plus for me. How products smell. If I can't get past that, I don't want it on my hands, you know, or on me. And so I really loved how it smelled. And then I loved how it felt when it went on. It was easy to move, and it just felt good. And it wasn't like sometimes some products can be like really, really greasy like.
Yes, exactly.
And it wasn't that. It was the perfect amount of I don't know what the word I'm looking for, sheen, I guess I should call it. You know, it was perfect, the perfect amount of moisture. And it, you know, it was perfect. It didn't have me wanting to, after I rubbed it in, go get a tissue and wipe my hand or something like that.
You weren't
know,
sliding
perfect.
All over the place.
Right, exactly.
Right.
You
so
can sit
I
on
actually
leather sheets afterwards.
I actually have a little left, and I'm afraid to use it because I'm like, because I don't have any more.
Well, I am so glad you like the product. And it's funny because that brings me back when you asked me about the challenges. That, you know, that I encountered getting it to market and formulating. I formulated in my kitchen and then took it to a chemist and said, here, make this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that took a long time. And we're with our third chemist now, and he got it. He got it. He got the right consistency, the right texture, because mm-hmm. we wanted to make something that wasn't greasy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we have the products or the ingredients that are in the product, shea butter. We have 31% shea butter, which is, it's shea butter can be very, very greasy
mm-hmm.
if it's not toned down, if it's, you know, if it's not countered with other ingredients. So we've got the shea butter. We've got 31% organic shea butter in the product. We have mango butter. We have grape seed oil. We have mm-hmm. coconut oil. The product is preservative free. It's paraben free. It's 99.9% natural. Many of the ingredients in the product are organic, but it is not an organic product because we didn't use all organic ingredients.
Right.
We have someone in the chat room who says that they've tried it and they loved it, and it works really well for men.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank that man for writing in. Because, you know, this is not, it's not just a product for women. This really is a family product. It's such a mild product that you can put it on your kids. You know what I mean? Men can use it. The fragrance is light. We wanted it to smell like what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted it to be light because what I noticed is initially I didn't have any fragrance in the product because I wanted it to be 100% natural. The first thing people did was took the lid off the jar and smelled the product.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, I got to put something in, but I don't want to put a lot, you know,
right.
Because I don't want it to be overwhelming. And so there's 0.15% fragrance in the product, which is why it's only 99.9% natural and not 100%. But it's not an offensive fragrance. Guys don't feel, oh, this smells terrible. Yeah, it's too much. It's too perfumey. It's too, you know, got too much floral, you know,
right.
tones in it. I can't use this. Everybody can use it.
That's
right.
true.
Yes.
That's true. Did you have any particular part of the body in mind when you made it? Like, were you thinking about, you know, the hands, the feet? Because when I heard the name Whoop Ash, I automatically thought about elbows.
Right. Yeah, elbows,
mm-hmm.
knees, ankles, knuckles.
Well, I automatically thought of ankles.
You know, it's from any place from the neck down.
Yeah.
Now, I personally, I use it on my face as a night cream.
Oh,
that's
nice
what
idea.
Because it's a really, you know, it's a very concentrated,
mm-hmm.
very
mm-hmm.
thick formula. What we did is we cut the water content in half. So you're getting more bang for your buck, so to speak.
Mm-hmm,
we gave
right.
you more product, less water, and that's how I use it. I use it as a night cream on my face, and my skin on my face is very, very sensitive. So
mm-hmm.
I said, I'll be the guinea pig because it has a little teeny bit of fragrance, and usually if people are going to react, have a negative reaction to the product or to a product, it's because of usually the fragrance that is in the product. But I have no reaction, so I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't tell people, put
right.
it on your face, use
right.
it as a night cream. You know, you kind of have to do that at your own risk.
Yeah, exactly.
But we would tell you it's an all-over body cream. I mean, I use it every day, and I put it on generously. Generously.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it feels good going on, doesn't it? You guys
oh, yeah,
put it on,
it
you
does.
Know.
It really does. I mean, that may be good for people who, you know, especially people who live on the East Coast or,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Midwest and, you know, and they're dealing with that wintertime wind and all the cold air, that may be perfect for a nighttime.
That's right. And I have friends that have eczema. And we can't make those claims, but I've been told by my friends that it really helped. It helped with their eczema. One friend of mine had a little boy, and she put it on him, and it helped his eczema. Again, we couldn't make those claims. We wouldn't make those claims, you know, and everybody is different. This is not a cream to cure eczema. But it has been known to help with those things.
You know what? You just gave me an idea. I have a friend at my church who has eczema on her face, like really, really bad. And supposedly she's using some type of moisturizer that she gets from the dermatologist. But, I mean, I don't think she's actually using it because
right.
every time I see her, I mean, her skin is just so flaky.
Mm.
I'm going to give her a little bit and tell her to, you know, use it at her own, you know, use
yeah,
it and
it
just try
it out. Yeah,
because
it does have a little bit of the fragrance, you know what I mean? It's minimal.
Yeah.
It's minimal, but, you know, so definitely, you know, let me know.
Yeah, I'm going to tell her to try it and just see what she thinks, you
know? Yeah, absolutely. Let me know how that works out. I'd be very interested to know.
Yeah, and we have Viewpoints again in the chat room who says, my hand went from ashy to flashy. He's not kidding.
I love it.
And then we have Unika who's asking, she says, I'm allergic to benzoyl peroxide, so we'll be able to use your, she's wondering if she's able to use your product.
Well, we don't have any benzoyl peroxide in the product, so I would say yes.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this, Cherie, because I'm thinking about a brand like Carol's Daughter. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the makeup artist, Hollywood makeup artist named Marietta Carter Narcisse, who she started a line, a collection of shea butters and products.
Calypso.
Calypso Cosmetics. I don't think she's, I'm not sure if she's doing it anymore, but she did at one time. And I'm just thinking about those types of products from those different brands. Have you gone out there and tried some products from different companies like a Carol's Daughter or some other brand? I'm just wondering,
yeah,
you know, now that you've made your own product, how would you compare, I don't know, like how would you compare or how would they compare as far as maybe like ingredients or what do you see that may be different in your product than some of those other products?
Well, you know, I absolutely have tried, you know, other products, and that was a part of my research, you know, to kind of see what was on the market and what was needed. And what I found was that there really wasn't anything on the market that wasn't, you know, that wasn't greasy, that could be used on the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't heavily fragranced, so men wouldn't be intimidated by it or kind of repulsed by it. You know, so I would say that those are probably the biggest differences in terms of, you know, maybe, I don't even want to say ingredients, because I think, you know, shea butter is very widely used. I know no one is using the white honey to my knowledge.
Right.
But those are great lines, you know what I mean? Those are definitely, I'm not familiar with Calypso. I am familiar with Carol's Daughter, and I commend her. I think what she does is amazing.
Yes.
I think what she does, we've got different personalities, you know.
Right.
Whoop-ash is a kind of in your face, it's fun, we've got the whoop-ash girl, so it's a totally different approach, you know, to skincare and totally different branding, different marketing. So,
and I think that's one of the things that made me like the name, because I'm like, this is totally different. And I did say it is a fun name.
Yeah.
You know, and when you go to the website, looking at the logo or the labels on the actual packaging, it's totally different than what you see, you know, from some of the other lines. So I thought that was really neat. And then the fact that it actually whoops ash, okay?
It whoops ash, exactly. It does what it claims to do, absolutely.
Exactly. So it's like no guessing as to what this product does.
Absolutely. And, you know, can I say this? Because if you've got some people listening that aren't African-American, you know, this product, ash, that's just an African-American colloquialism that we all grew up with.
Right.
And all it means is dry skin.
Right.
White people get ashy, too.
Yes, they do.
Hispanic people get ashy. Asian people get ashy. Everybody gets ashy.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
It's just dry skin. Now, obviously, the darker your skin is, the more of a contrast, the more you can see it.
Right.
But it is just, it's an intense moisturizer. And, you know, you can control that by the amount that you put on. It's a daily, everyday skin cream.
Mm-hmm.
With everyone made in mind, because I said ash is no respecter of person.
Well,
it's not limited to black folks. It, you know, everybody gets it.
Everybody gets it.
Everybody gets it.
Well, Cherie, let me put you at ease for a second, because I know you, you know, we talked a little bit earlier before the show started, but I just want you to know that we had up to 13 users in the chat room. So that's the most we've ever had on any particular show.
Okay.
So that's good.
That's great.
And everybody has great comments about the product and how that, you know, once they've used the product and then they wash their hands, their skin isn't going back to being ashy again. So that's really, I mean, that's a really important statement to make, I think, because normally when I use any type of soap or something, especially in a public restroom, my hands are, you know, get very ashy. And then, you know, putting on lotion or whatever, they go back to being ashy after I wash my hands again. And that is an important point, because I've seen that for myself. When I'm, when I'm using Whoop Ash, you know, I can wash my hands and they're still moisturized. It doesn't go back to being ashy.
Well, I'm so glad you said that, because that was another goal. I didn't want a product that you had to keep reapplying all day long.
Exactly.
You know, who wants to do that? So, you know, that was something we definitely, and when I say we, it's, you know, I do have people that help me out, so I have to include them. Rhonda, shout out to you, girl. You're awesome. yeah, Rhonda's been amazing. Gilda's been amazing. So I just have a lot of friends, a lot of support, a lot of love. But yes, so thank you for pointing that out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're coming close, but before I do our outros, there was a comment from Sean F. who said that she wanted to know, well, I know that you don't have a sunscreen in your ingredients because you told us about your ingredients, but she wants to know if will you ever include a sunscreen in your product?
You know, if our customer wants that, you know, if that's something, like I said, we definitely want a relationship with our customer.
Yes.
We want to please our customer. We want to keep our customer. So if that's something that we see that is a demand, then or need, we'll meet that.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, that is a strong possibility that we will do that in the future.
Okay. Let me see. Can we take the show a little longer? Can we go a little longer?
I'm good.
Okay. Are you okay with that, Cherie?
Yes.
I'm
fine.
In time, we can.
Okay. Can we do that? Because, I mean, we have more users logging on now, and I've got at least 5 more questions.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's see here.
If that's okay with you.
Yes.
It's okay with Cherie.
Okay, well, good. One important thing that I wanted to ask, because we talked about this a little bit before we came on air, I wanted to know, what do you think about social media, and have you considered how you can market your product through social media?
You know, I have to ask you when you say social media, what do you mean?
I mean like Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, you know, all those things.
Yes. That's the plan. That's
okay.
Definitely the plan. I have a Facebook, a personal Facebook, and then a friend of mine said to me, maybe about 2 weeks ago, she said, "Gosh, you got to get a fan page." And my response was, "What's a fan page?" So I'm new to this, but I know that that's the way we're going to market our product. We did commercials yesterday, 2 spots that we're going to download onto YouTube.
Oh,
and
cool.
So, yeah, we're going to do some guerrilla marketing here, and that's how we want to do it all. Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, you know, YouTube, advertise the product that way. So, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And just to let you all know, that's my fault. I thought we were on for half an hour, but we're on for actually 45 minutes already.
Oh, great. Okay, so we do have time. Okay, cool. All right, great.
Good.
Okay, and so you do plan to market in that type of way.
Yeah, that's actually the way we will market.
Yeah,
you know,
because everybody's online. Why not market that way?
Most definitely.
And, I mean, it's an online business right now, so, I mean, I think that's the best way to go.
Yes.
Okay. So if you weren't working with your product, what would you be doing besides being a first lady?
Mommy. And I don't know why I say mommy. My baby is 6 feet tall. He's 16 years old. He's a boy man.
Right.
Yeah, and that's actually what I was doing for years. I mean, I was a single mom, and my focus was on my child.
Mm-hmm.
And now that he's older and he's got a social life, he's doing his thing, it kind of freed me up to be able to do things and to pursue a career, really.
Now, is he with you in San Diego, or do you live in San Diego? Are you in?
I'm back and forth.
Okay,
I'm in L.A. And matter of fact, I'm talking to you from L.A.
Okay.
I'm here a week, and I'm in San Diego a week.
Okay.
Because when my husband and I got married, my son, you know, really had a hard time with the fact that he had to move, relocate, you know, start fresh, be in a different school.
Right.
And so, you know, we prayed about it and we discussed it and we just decided that that it was okay for him to stay. So he's with Dad when I'm not here.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
And it's funny because he'll be walking in the house any minute, so I had to send him a text message and I said, look, don't come in the house screaming, Mom, like you normally do. I would be on a call. You know, he's 16. It's all about him. So
right.
I had to give him a heads up.
Oh, goodness, that's funny. So what's your... I'm sorry, you have a question?
I was just going to say, how has your church family received Whip-Ash?
You know, everybody is so supportive. I mean, really, we have got the best church, City of Hope International, best church in the world in San Diego. Just everybody has just really, like I said, just been so super supportive, and they love it. It's funny. I mean, it's funny, and this is a time where people need to laugh. People need to laugh.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, what I didn't know was the joy that it would bring to people. Just the name. You know, I happened to be at a salon, as a matter of fact. There's a salon in the Valley. I was meeting someone there, and she does product placement, and she just scheduled an impromptu focus group.
Mm-hmm.
So she's taken my product and she's showing it to different people. And people looked at it, and when they understood, when they read what it was, Whip-Ash, people just giggled and laughed. I mean, so it spreads joy.
Yeah.
It really does. It spreads joy, and it's a great product. And so they've been great. They've been great.
Great. That's good to know. Because, you know, church, you know, I don't know if your church is a big, not, but normally when you can appeal to your church family, that's a lot of support, a lot of new customers, and then they tell people and it kind of builds from there.
Absolutely.
So that's great to have the support of your church.
Absolutely, yeah, and they love it. They love it. They can't wait for it to come out.
Right.
Yeah, they can't wait. So
you said that it's launching June 2nd. Do you have any big plans for the launch, or what are you planning on doing with that, if you can say?
Because it's going to be launched, you know, via the web, it's a website launch.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
So what I'll be doing is just from my end, just making sure everything is good, everything is smooth, kind of monitoring. That's what we'll do that day. But in the future, we do plan to have like a Hollywood launch. We want to go to New York and do something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for beauty editors and for just to kind of market it, just to be smart about getting the word out there. So, yeah, we will do something in the future. But June 2nd is when the website is official and people can log on and buy the product. And people have asked me, why June 2nd? Why not June 1st? And the reason June 2nd is because my mother passed away last year, June 2nd, 2008, of pancreatic cancer. So that's kind of my, you know, my way to just, you know, pay tribute and honor her.
Gotcha.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. To,
we'll make sure we're putting the word out on June 2nd to all of our Facebook and MySpace and Twitter followers and friends as well.
Awesome. Awesome. And people can go online now and sign the guest book.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you
yeah we have
that.
A coming soon page. They can sign the guest book. So they'll automatically be notified.
Yeah.
You know,
we have one comment coming from the chat room and one question. I'll start with the comment from Publicity Girl. She says, since it's summer, I wear a lot of strappy sandals, and we know how ashy our feet can get when wearing sandals. I put Whip-Ash on my feet and ankles, and voila, no ash. My feet stayed so hydrated and supple, I was amazed, seriously.
Wow, that's awesome.
And then we have Sean F., who says, in order to keep all of your daily obligations manageable, do you plan to contain the product's growth, or will you continue to be aggressive in its marketing?
We're going to be aggressive, you know.
Yeah.
I see my vision. I just see Whip-Ash in every American household.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really do. So we'll definitely be very, very aggressive.
I mean, I understand her questions when she says, you know, in keeping the daily obligations manageable.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if I just feel like if you pray to God for certain blessings, then trust me, he's going to provide you with the means to manage all of it as it comes, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, when I started, my vision, my little small mind thought, I'll make something that I can sell locally. I go to the farmer's markets. There's always little festivals going on. I can do that, give it away. And God was like, no, this is, you know, I mean, that it just, that didn't sit right with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he kept expanding my vision, like, this is bigger. And it's, you know, I everything that I do, and I wouldn't be doing this if at the end of the day it wasn't to glorify and honor God.
Right.
And when I say God, I mean Jesus Christ. That's my Lord and Savior.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And everything I do is to honor God, and I do feel this is a God assignment. Now, it's not yet totally clear what God wants to do through Whoopash,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's just like God. He doesn't make
mm-hmm.
everything totally clear. Otherwise, we wouldn't need faith, you know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
So it's like I just trust and I keep moving, and he meets me where I am, like my GPS system. He just, okay, well, turn right up ahead, 300 feet. And, yeah, it's been amazing.
And he tells you in just enough time for you to do it.
And he good. And, girl, even if I make a wrong turn,
right,
he
right.
reroutes
me.
Praise the Lord. Yes. So, and you're right. And God will send people. And he's already started to send people. And it's just amazing because this is not something that Cherie
mm-hmm.
can handle.
Mm-hmm.
By herself. It's not meant for me to do by myself. You know, he's sending a team and he's building a team. And, yeah, so we will be aggressive and we will expand, and you know, it's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you be willing to do, and this just came to me, would you be willing to do, like, a giveaway for some of the listeners of tonight's show? Because I just think it's so great that we had so many people in the chat room and who
right.
are commenting about your product. Like, I would love to just be able to give, you know, give away the product to one person. Maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll come up with a question or something if you'd be willing to do that.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's find somebody and we'll definitely, we'll send them a T-shirt too.
Okay, cool.
And I got my ass whooped T-shirt.
Oh, my God, I need that.
So, yes, we'll do that.
Oh, my goodness.
We're having fun.
Hilarious.
You know,
I have fun with.
We are having fun.
Hilarious. People are
yes.
gonna have fun. Cherie, do you have a pen close by and some
I
paper?
Do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you to take this phone number so that way when we get off the call,
yes.
We could talk a little more.
Okay.
Do you have that 800 number, or
what number?
Or I can just
I
give
have?
You. I can
I
get,
have
no. I was asking.
914.
Okay. Let me give you 310.
Mm-hmm.
748-3489.
Okay.
And then that way when we do finally get off, I don't want to forget to give that to you, but when we finally get off, we can talk a little further.
Awesome.
But it's just exciting, and I wish your product was, you know, available, I should say, for our event this year in Los Angeles for our annual Sparkle, Shimmer, and Shine event. But, you know, there's always next year, and there's always we're always doing some other things, and we have some other things in the works that you know, might be interested in. But, you know, I definitely want to do whatever I can to help you move your product along. I think it's a great product, and I definitely want to spread the word about it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And when is your event?
Our event is June 21st.
Oh, we'll have product June 21st. We'll have product by then.
Okay.
So we'll talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk about that.
May 1st.
One little beauty, well, this is not like the big beauty question that we like to ask, but it's just another, you know, a couple of little small beauty questions we like to ask. But what are some of the makeup products in your makeup bag, or do you wear makeup?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And a makeup must for me is my cat eyes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I have to do my little corners.
Right.
That's a must. And what I normally use is there are two products. I use, you know, just really a Rite Aid liquid
mm-hmm.
eyeliner.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wear that all the time because it, you know, it runs. It's not waterproof.
Right.
And, like, on Sunday, because I cry every Sunday at, mm-hmm. at church, so I have to have something that's waterproof. And I use the MAC ink.
I was just about to say you need our gel eyeliner.
Ah, see, I'd love that. That's what I use.
Mm-hmm. Do you wear it in black or brown?
I wear it in black.
Black.
I do. I wear it in black.
And
that's a makeup must. And I also, I mean, foundation. Mm-hmm. I use MAC, the MAC Stick Foundation. And then there's another one, which I can't really, you don't see it that often. They used to have it at a Rite Aid that was right around the corner from me. And they stopped, you know, carrying the product. But so I went online to try to find it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Black Opal.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of Black Opal?
Yep.
Well, this foundation stick is no joke.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's heavy. You know what I mean? It's like mm-hmm. it's really, really heavy coverage. So I don't do it in the day, but if I'm going somewhere at night to be real, you know, fly, then I'll put that on.
Yep.
Yeah, I used to use that. I used it on myself at one time, but I also used to use it in my professional makeup kit. Recently when I've seen it in the stores, I haven't seen, like, all the colors that they
mm-hmm.
used to have, so I'm not sure if they've gotten rid of some colors or something, but it's a good product.
It is, and they kept my color, so I'm glad about that. Heavenly Honey, they kept that.
Heavenly Honey, yes, I do remember that. And that was a color.
And Truly Topaz, if I'm tan,
yes, Truly Topaz.
I can do the Truly Topaz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are two colors that they kind of hang, you know, they hung on to those for a while.
But I think that's a great, great product. I really do.
Yeah. Okay, Ooh. Let's see. Do you have any more questions?
Let's see. So much. I don't think so. I think we're coming down to the close anyway.
Is there anything you would like to add?
Yeah, is there anything you want to add to, or you want to give your website one more time? Or
yeah, I'll give the website. The website is www.whoopash.com, and product will be available for sale June 2nd.
June 2nd.
Yes.
Whoopash.
And I thank you guys, and I thank all the listeners and those that took the time out to participate in the chat room. This was awesome.
Yes, it was.
A lot of fun. And it went by really fast.
That's good. And we will have to, what we'll do is we will have you on later in the year so you can come back and
mm-hmm.
tell us how great things are going.
That would be, speak it. That
would
That's
be awesome. Right.
Yes, I would love to do that. It would be my pleasure.
Yes.
Great. Well, we're coming to the end of our show, but I definitely would like to thank again our listeners for tuning in. And for those who participate in the chat room, thank you so much. We appreciate your participation. Please go out and rate tonight's show. It's very important if you rate our show if you really enjoyed it. Mark it as a favorite. We would appreciate that. And also go out on our profile page and leave your comments on tonight's show. We have our next show is June 11th at 9 p.m. We don't have a scheduled guest or topic as of right now, so just stay tuned and keep checking our profile page. But it's June 11th at 9 p.m., and you can join the discussion by calling in at 914-803-4399, and as always, you can send questions prior to the show to info@illusionsbeauty.com. Again, this is Janice Tennell, and you were listening to Cherie Fletcher as she talked about Whoopash. Thank you so much again, Cherie, for being on with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And Cherie,
as I say, I'm sorry.
No,
go ahead.
We do this all the time. This is a twin thing. Wanted to ask you really quickly, if we can get you in really quickly, what is beauty to you?
Beauty to me is self-confidence. It's understanding your value and your intrinsic power, and it's great skin.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That does it for us. Good night,
Thank
everybody.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.